in the head.
It's house.
What's the, what do you call the center of a cherry?
The center of a cherry?
Mm-hmm.
Stone, I reckon.
The center of a peach.
Peach seed.
What do you call a peach that whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a kingstone.
What about a peach that the meat comes off easily?
That's a clear seed.
What do you call beans that are eaten in the pie?
String beans.
Do you have any other names for that?
No, string beans.
How about large, flat, yellowish beans that aren't eaten in the pie?
That's a butter bean.
What about the edible types of turnips?
Those are turnip greens.
What about, I think I asked you the question wrong, what about the edible types of turnips and beets and other things like that?
Well, you do. I never saw those cooked together, but they, you cook the greens and then you cook the beets and fix those with vinegar and salt and pepper and eggs were plentiful. I always cut up eggs to serve over beets, cold boiled eggs. But we never mixed them until we had them on the table, you know.
What do you call corn that's eaten on the cob?
Roasting ears.
What do you call a small squirrel-like animal that runs along the ground?
That you don't eat?
Mm-hmm. It's sort of a reddish-brown color.
Muskrat.
What do you call an animal with a strong odor?
Skunk. A polecat. It's generally called polecat.
What do you call a little hopping animal that sometimes lives in the water and sometimes on the land?
Frog, hoppy toad.
What about a smaller variety that makes a chirping noise?
Crickets.
No, a smaller variety of a frog.
They're usually called rain frogs. They live up in trees mostly and holler just before rain comes.
What do you call any worm that's used for bait in fishing?
Well, we just call it bait. Bait worms, just dig them out of the grams, you know, and put them in a can between two little layers of moist dirt and take them fishing with you. And you dig them out of there and put them on your hook, you know.
What do you call a large worm used for bait?
Wigglers.
Do you have any other names for it?
No, not that I've ever heard.
What do you call an insect that glows at night?
Glowworm.
A large winged insect seen around the water.
That's got me. Never have lived much close to water.
What do you call a non-stinging insect that builds mud nests?
That builds mud in the air.
Mud nests.
Mud nests. Now, read that whole question.
A non-stinging insect that builds mud nests. They're like wasps, kind of.